tell me a moment you loved in the booth that we should go pull and listen to. First thing that comes to your mind that you really enjoyed, and I'm going to, I can filibuster here because we already talked about Cal Raleigh and we talked about Hannah.
I mean, those two, I said the other one, those two are primo. And for the longest time, the Felix Hernandez perfect game of, what was that, August 15, 2012 against Tampa Bay, 1-0.
Seattle Mariners, Felix Hernandez, the 2-2.
He got him! 34 years, 119 games. It's finally happened. A perfect game by a Seattle Mariner. It was done by the king, Felix Hernandez.
You did two that year. You did Philip Umber. You're the only guy.
Yeah, that was on a regional. That game was only broadcast in Seattle and Chicago. Then they went full national for like the last 2 outs. Yeah, I would say to Felix, that perfect game. I mean, that was, man, I took, Mike Claiborne's a dear friend. He does Cardinals wraparound in St. Louis. And I remember he called me. I was at a Japanese restaurant after the game with my wife. It was sunny. It was a gorgeous afternoon, August. And he said, he called, blah, blah, blah. What are you doing? I said, I'm trying to come down after calling that perfect. Don't you ever come down from calling that perfect game. I'll never forget that. That was a lot of fun. I mean, I know one day we did a promotion for Jason Vargas was a left-hander with us, and we had a Viva Las Vargas and a day, and we had those Elvis style glasses on. And there was a picture, I think it's probably on my social media somewhere. I had those on, and I had a laugh with them. And I happen to like Elvis music.
That brings me to Sinatra.
Oh yeah.
Because you gotta be a Sinatra guy, because I heard you, Hey Now has become a thing for you.
I'm telling you, Hey Now, Hey Now, Hey Now.
But that's not just Hank Kingsley on the Larry Sanders Show.
Thank you. I got the world on a string.
I got the world on a string.
Hey Now, I'm in love. 1932. Of course, I'm blanking on it. It was one of the all-time. One of the great writers, 1932, recorded a bunch of times. And I heard it. Yeah, I pop on Sinatra, particularly on Sundays. Mm-hmm. Sid Martin just passed away. Sundays with Sinatra, Fridays with Frank, Saturday with Sinatra. So, I grew up with that stuff. And all Ella Fitzgerald, American, contemporary jazz classics and whatnot.
You bet.
I think I said it one time. I said, boy, I like that. So I just kept, just sort of like, we're just spicing in here and there. And it's worked now, particularly the two calls with the Hanniger and the Cal call. And if something really big, like I think Kelnick hit a home run the other day, and JK goes deep. Oh, the Mariners lead 8-1. Hey Now. So, matter of fact, do I have?
It's a Hey Now T-shirt that Dave Sims is showing us, everybody.
Yeah. You know what happened? Some guys at Simply Seattle, I get this text, I guess after the Cal clincher. And I'm up in Toronto. He says, dude, we've designed this T-shirt. Would you like to collaborate with us? We'll split the profits. Hell yeah. So I looked, the design was on point. I just changed like one minute thing. And they moved some product during the playoffs. It was great.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I think it's awesome because like those catchphrases which just happened, just, you know, it's all become part of the lexicon for us as baseball fans. Like, what are you never supposed to say how about that just because Mel Allen did it? You know what I mean? Like, it's just part of the ether, right?
Right. I do my darndest. You know, when you watch quick pitch, and I think we all watch quick pitch and we all wind up repeating each other's stuff every now and then. And
sure.
It'll slip out, you know? And I really, along to him, what are you doing?
But
so that's why I like the Hey Now, because nobody else is doing it. And people say, well, you got from Howard Stern. I said, I like Howard. I don't listen to Howard, but I get it. But it's a totally different context. And believe me, now, if I were back in the corner in Philadelphia with my boys, I would be saying something that, you know, would lose every FCC license for naming it. So my Hey Now encompasses all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Can you effing believe that? Blah, 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 blah. You know, I mean, that's, come on, you got to have something.
Yeah, I do.
And I didn't, and it just happened. It wasn't like, I got to get checked. It's like when I did Boomstick Baby for Nelson Cruz, his nickname when he was with Texas was the Boomstick. And they created this big old hot dog, a $30 hot dog for him. So he comes to us and he hits a couple of bombs. And I'm thinking, I remember back to Bob Slick Leonard, who was doing, when Reggie Miller was killing it for the Pacers, and Mark, what's the radio guy?
I was going to say Mark Jackson, but that's the point,
guy. No. But yeah. Mark, I'm thinking it was the play-by-play guy. Reggie in the corner, and it's good. And you'd hear Slick Leonard go, boom, baby. And that's how, and I said, let me put that together. So I asked my sons, I said, hi, if Nelson Cruz hits a home run, can I, we think, Boomstick Baby. Yeah, I like him. I'm good. So I went to Nelly. I said, you know, if you hit a home run, I was thinking about using this. He said, oh, yeah. So he just murdered one in Oakland one time. Yo.
There we go. High drive center field. Burns giving ground. Look it up.
Wow.
Boomstick Baby in the middle deck. Way out of here. A two-run homer by Nelson Cruz. And the Mariners take over with a 4-2 lead.
And Blowers looks at me and says, that's pretty good. So about a month later, you know, Nelly's going nuts. He's hit about 6-7 home runs in a month. I walk in the car. He says, come here. He brings his phone out. And somebody's done a mashup of all 6 home runs. Stick baby, boom, stick baby, boom, stick baby. And he's just loving it. So I was so pissed when they didn't re-sign him. Oh, God. And on top of being a hell of a player, he's one of the all-time good guys.